Here are some of the best of. Tell us which one you like the most. Speed joke number one. I asked, how much is the rent for this gorgeous apartment? I love what you've done with it. The guy says, sir, this is a liquor store. Joke number two.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will play the part of an astronaut in space. John Williams will portray another astronaut.
Can't find any milk for my coffee.
In space, no one can hear you scream. I think we did that one last year. I think I'm going to do that one about every 6-7 months. That's a fun joke. Joke of the week number three. Guy calls 911 and says someone got hit by a truck. Send an ambulance. And the operator says, okay, what's your location? The guy says, I'm on Eucalyptus Street. 911 person says, can you spell that? And there's a long pause. Operator says, are you still there? The guy says, hold on, I'm going to drag him over to Pine Street. That almost violates the speed part of the speed joke thing.
That one's my favorite.
But it was good enough, right, Vic, that we go ahead and put it in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Joke number four. Here's a pandemic observation. Who would have thought one day we'd be smoking weed at family gatherings and the illegal part would be the family gathering? Joke of the week number five. Hey, does it bother anyone else that the guy in the operation game is clearly awake? Did you, Vicky, do you know what that game is?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was, because I'm older
than you. My generation,
you mean? Well, it was a game for my youth, and I didn't know if kids your age played with it when they were kids.
I think that was, yeah, that was one of the few.
That is a fun game to play. I haven't played that in years. I may just go out and get one, but now I've kind of messed up about the guy being wide awake while I'm trying
to pull out. Yeah, I know. You never really thought about that, huh?
Pull out his femur. Joke of the week number six.
Yesterday, I met a girl who runs a battery kiosk at our local park.
Really? She sells batteries at the park?
Yep. She sells sea cells by the seesaw.
Her name wouldn't happen to be Shelley, would it, Dave?
No, that's her sister who has a kiosk by the seashore.
Oh, so if they were to merge their operations?
It would be she and Shelley sell sea cells by the seesaw at the seashore.
I see.
Bravo.
How about that, Dave? Dave doesn't even flinch. He doesn't even worry. He's got this.
He's got it. How many times do you practice these skits, Dave, the day before you got to say it?
I get them moments before.
Really?
He does not read it out loud in advance.
See, John sends it to me a day before because he knows that I'm a little slow.
That's not true. That is not true. Joke of the week number seven. My accountant said I should sign up for a 401k, and I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm running that far. Speaking, I've never thought about that, but that is kind of daunting. Speaking of fitness, here's another joke. In case you were wondering, the recipe for quarantine coffee is like normal coffee, but it has tequila in it, and it doesn't have any coffee. That's a coffee joke, not a fitness joke. Here's the next joke. If anyone wants to buy some exercise equipment from me, I'm having a going out of fitness sale. Somebody ought to do that the next time you're putting your old treadmill out on the lawn, going out of fitness sale. Joke of the week number 10. Guy shows up late for work. Boss says, you should have been here at 8:30. The guy says, really, what happened at 8:30? Boss tells the guy, you've been late to work for 3 days this week. You know what that means. The guy says, it's Wednesday? That's a double feature. Here's joke of the week number 11. I accidentally used the dog shampoo this morning. Now I feel like a good boy. Wonder if you do that. You come out of the shower and your tail's wagging. Number 12. Hey, John Williams, this was an announcement heard over the PA system at our local sporting goods store, manager to toys. I have a customer by the balls, need assistance. Two more. Joke of the week, number 13. A Freudian slip is when you say one thing but actually mean your mother. I mean another. I'm sorry, what happened there? What just happened there? And finally, the employee shortage is so bad. Ask me how bad is it, Dave?
How bad is it?
Dave.
The employee shortage is so bad that long-haired freaky people are now encouraged to apply.
And the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat.
When's the last time you jammed to this thing? This song is awesome. Everybody!
He said you look like a
fly. All right, Dave Ennett, what's the joke of the week?
Yeah, this will surprise you. It's the good boy. Good boy. shampoo.
Grzanich, what's the joke of the week?
I like the one where it's illegal to meet with your family, but it's okay to smoke.
Steve Alexander.
Oh, man, Dave Ennett is so good, but I'm going to have to go with the going out of fitness sale.
Vicki, which one do you like the best?
I still like the spelling one because it's hilarious.
Eucalyptus. By the way, I have no idea how to spell eucalyptus. Producer Ellen, what do you like?
I don't either, and I'm with Vicki on that. That's my favorite.
I'm going to go with good boy. Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy?
Who's a good boy? I'm going to come out of the shower and just do that for Brenda. No, I'm not.
No.
That would be funny.
She doesn't want to be anywhere near me when I'm coming out of the shower.